A Lovely Way to Remember Granny by Jasmine Blackborough. Our grandmother, Penny Roberts, had been living with PPA, that's primary progressive aphasia, for about 2 years before it developed into PSP. Granny was the brightest star with the loudest laugh in any room. People couldn't help but orbit towards her. She was confident, adventurous, and a great communicator. She was also impatient, single-minded, and extremely frustrating. Illness, of course, couldn't change these traits. She was always the dazzling, infuriating Penny with the big blue eyes. But it made it harder for her to be herself. It knocked her confidence, and it changed her relationship with the world. As her family, it was challenging to witness. Our go-getting granny struggling to conjure words, struggling to walk without losing her balance. But every unwanted test in life brings light and joy that you would never have otherwise known. Deep friendships with caregivers, or hysterical laughter on the darkest of days. And it was this side of the story that we wanted to share with other people. My cousin and I both work in the film industry. Amy is a production coordinator on big TV and film projects such as Lockwood & Co. and Heartstopper on Netflix. And Joan, currently on ITV. I am an actress, perhaps best known for playing Lamballe in Marie Antoinette on the BBC and Charlie in The Gentleman on Netflix. We spend a lot of our lives telling other people's stories, and a year or so after our granny had passed, it seemed like a good opportunity to collaborate to tell a story of our own. So, inspired by Granny Penny and our very female-heavy family, only girls have been born in our maternal line for 6 generations, we started creating the story of Lovely, a short comedy drama set in a Cornish care home. Yes, no, and lovely were the only words Granny could still say, so she communicated with us using these and a laminated alphabet card. This gave us an instant plot, the devastatingly hilarious conundrum of Penelope trying to ask her family for something pretty simple, and them, of course, getting it completely wrong. We pitched our film idea to Screen Cornwall, a regional offshoot of the British Film Institute, who loved it and gave us half the funding we required. We raised the rest of the money ourselves and began production in February of last year, with me as the director and Amy as the producer. It was always important for us to make a comedy. As with many families we've met along the way, Penny's diagnosis was long drawn out and complicated, and we spent many years just reacting and adapting to her changing needs and abilities as best we could. And with this came many mistakes, mishaps, and ridiculous situations. You could cry, but if you let yourself cry, you might never stop. Laughing was sometimes the only medicine. The most important thing for this film was casting the lead role, finding an actress who could inhabit the physical and verbal complications of someone living with PPA and PSP, with both accuracy and sensitivity, was going to be tricky. She also needed to have that twinkle in her eyes and be dripping with the charm and beauty of our granny. Thank goodness for Abigail McKern, the obvious choice. A hugely accomplished actress of stage and screen, an Olivier Award winner no less, having worked extensively with the RSC and the National Theatre, and a regular in iconic Thames TV series Rumpole of the Bailey, Abigail made us laugh the minute we met her, and she took on the challenge with great tenacity. We worked with a movement choreographer, Anna Healy, who helped Abigail physicalise the role and discover the challenges with walking and balance that many people living with PSP experience. We were all welcomed very kindly by the PSPA support group in Woking, where we chatted with families and other people living with PSP. We also met one-on-one with Mary Burnell, who lives with PSP, and her husband John, who very kindly invited us into their home so that Abigail could observe and ask questions. Of course, PSP symptoms can express in different ways, but this time was invaluable to our preparations. It was also an extremely rewarding time for Amy and I, connecting with families who were going through things that ours had also been through. We shot for 3 days with a top crew, including director of photography Daisy Allen, who has worked on projects such as Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, and the James Bond film No Time to Die. Shooting took place in a dressing room of Twickenham Studios, which had been completely transformed by our exceptional art department to look like a room in a care home. Anna Wilson-Jones and Jasmine Hyde joined the cast as Abigail's frazzled daughters. Libby May as her granddaughter Phoebe, who looks on wide-eyed, and Kate Handford as Penn's superhero carer. It was strange to write something so close to home and then have it be played out in front of a camera. In particular, Phoebe came from a combination of mine, Amy, and her sister Charlotte's experiences, what it felt like to watch the disaster of this illness unravel your family, and how helpless you can feel as the younger generation, especially when your parents try to protect you from having to deal with it hands-on. But as Penn hit the page, the characters weren't us anymore. They became something quite other, and even more so when they were handed over to these incredible actors to inhabit. The characters instead became, I hope, a conduit through which other families affected by PSP or similar illnesses can relate. We then relocated to Porthgwara Beach in Cornwall, where the film culminates. Penelope's family, having finally understood what she was asking for, take her to a beautiful windswept cove where she would run around wildly when she was younger. This was a magical part of the shoot, connecting with our granny's proud Cornish roots and garnering extra help from local film and TV students at the University of Falmouth. We couldn't afford to take our whole cast and crew with us, so it was a friends and family affair, with my mum especially donning all sorts of different caps, head of wardrobe, cast PA, script supervising, transport, locations, catering, you name it, she was on it. I was pregnant with my daughter at the time of shooting, and it really strikes me now how special that was, watching my mother offer bits of advice and insight to an actor playing her mother, just as she was on the brink of becoming a grandmother herself. A baby seal spent the day on the beach rollicking about and watching our little circus, her mother swimming in the sea close by. Passers-by stopped to ask us about the project. There was a constant feeling of inheritance, of family, of passing on a story. So where to pass it on to now? The editing and post-production stages have taken a lot longer than we would have hoped, mainly because we have been so busy telling other people's stories again. But we hope for it to be completed and signed off soon, and to submit it to some film festivals. We also intend to share it online and be used by PSPA, perhaps to raise awareness, but mainly to raise hope. Life with PSP isn't the same, but that doesn't mean it doesn't continue. We will strive, react, fail, hope, and, against the odds, laugh. As soon as it's ready, we would like to do some screenings at PSPA support groups, and it will be available online for you all to watch. We'd like to say a huge thank you to Helen Chapman, Carol Amir Giasfand, and everyone at PSPA who has taken the time to support us in making this film, and for everything the organisation does for families and people living with PSP. Speaking about making the film, Abigail said, "I was extremely pleased to be able to take part in the making of Lovely last year and to learn about PPA and PSP for the first time. It was especially interesting not only to portray a real person, but to have the privilege of working with direct descendants of that person. Although it was a daunting task, as I was so ignorant about the condition, the production team facilitated a day of meetings, so I was able to ask questions and listen to the experiences of families living with it. I felt part of a wonderful, committed team, if not family, and I would like to thank everyone I met from the community for an unforgettable experience."